Hey everyone, it's time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host for this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. Thanks for joining me today. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and share. This podcast is available on several platforms, including iTunes. You can also find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. Today, I'd like to talk about today. And by that, I mean I want to recognize with you the significance and divine power of being right where we are and cherishing it. It's so easy to get caught up in looking back at where we were, what we could have done, should have done, or even did do and enjoyed. On the other hand, we can get fixated on the sense of what's ahead, when will it come, and how can we hold it off even. We can get stuck by looking backwards with either analysis or regret or longing, or forward with fear or outlining what's to come. I know we've talked on this program before a lot about staying in the now, so to speak, but I really want to focus on the vital acceptance and love and power of establishing yourself in this moment. At the point where you are in your life, in this day, at this hour, if you want to get that specific, it's about keeping our thought in the present so we can hear better what we're supposed to hear for this moment. It's also very much about a full appreciation of and an awareness of the very fact that right where we are is just where we are supposed to be. Let's get out of the habit of believing our good is behind us, over there, out there, later, or lost. Your good is in this moment, which is why God, infinite good, put you there. Awake to what is going on. Awake to the abundance of qualities, ideas, and possibilities for deeper discovery even, right in this day, at this very time of your human life, so to speak. You are in God's moment with Him as He would have you be. That's powerful. Now, I'm certainly not saying that if this moment feels painful or limiting, that there's good in that aspect of it and we should just suck it up and be grateful. What I am saying is that with an awakened awareness of the rightness of our being, our own identity, even as it is right now, we settle into a gentle place of comfort and confidence and expectation too. There's healing in that. Your identity is not an age or a time. It's a progressive idea unfolding. So know that in this moment, you are in a space of exquisiteness that's just right for you to both gain in goodness and give of it as well. Here's some thoughts to remember to bring this home. You have in this moment just the right understanding you need in this moment. You don't need to know more than you know. You have just what's needed to make this moment sing, and you have just enough receptivity to receive what else you need to know for the next moment. Your development as a living idea here in this world, but divinely made, is on course. You're just who God wants you to be right now, and that's a most precious and powerful thing. Relish that and accept it. Be clear that you're in the place you need to be and equipped by God to be in it, making an impact. You're never behind the point of where you need to be, nor do you need to get ahead of it. If we're dwelling in God, then we're never lacking in some quality or necessary supply. We're in a place of having, and our job is to realize that, accept and honor that what we have and who we are, and then by doing so, to wake up to what God wants to show us and give us, call us to explore even further. It's a waste to ponder age or experience, becoming or losing. Today is special. You're special in it, just right for it, and it has nothing to do with human limits and time and everything to do with God's rightness, His plan, and the fact of your own ever-unfolding nature as His expression. Many years ago, I went on a sabbatical to New York City, stepping away from the grind of a job I found unsatisfying, even though it was maybe practical at the time that job was, I was unclear on what I should do and be, and the getaway gave me a sense of perspective. I remember feeling led to move into the healing practice very strongly at that time, being away. But I felt a bit daunted about how to start, where physically to do it, to locate, and whether I was truly fit for it or making a mistake or whatever. Now, my heart was clear, but the human mind was looking backward and forward. So I remember I stood still in Times Square, as I like to do. There's something about the great hustle and bustle of humanity and the bright lights that actually make me feel in touch with something greater. There's a stillness I find in the noise. But that's another story altogether. In any case, I stood still there with God and listening. And at that point, a cab drove by. Now, there were many cabs, but I saw this one, and an advertisement was on the top of the cab, lit up, and it said, "Right where you are." I have no clue what the ad was for, or even if it was just something God made for me, but it meant so much to me at the time. Now, I did literally end up moving to New York, which was right where I was at the time. But really, what that statement gave me was a sense of peace. I could be awake to who I was and what I was in that moment and know that right where I was, in thought as much as in my experience of life, was just right. And I could be there, stay there, and trust. Everything going forward unfolded beautifully and naturally. I felt ready and serene. Now, new things have unfolded since then and new guidance, but I'm often led again to remember that statement. And it came to me again recently and became the title of this podcast, Right Where You Are. It's a good place. You're in it. You're ready. You are grand. And God is pleased, generous, and with you right here, right now, right where you are. Thank you for listening. If you want to chat more or set up a divine purpose coaching or spiritual guidance session with me, don't hesitate to contact me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. You can also find out more about me or fill out my contact form on my website, beingfreenow.com. See you next week.